If humanity lived in Father Nature instead of Mother Nature. If humanity lived in Father Nature, it would have to learn how to live, how to be, how to do best with what they have, so it can last. Mothers are to be used and abused. It's just how it is. Every living thing devours their mother. No compassion, no remorse. Mother-child is about getting. Father-child is about instruction. Whether you are about getting or about being instructed, it's a worldview. Guess which worldview will make you more successful? At life. At living. At everything. If it is true that humans are born with no skills, no knowledge, then the worldview that makes you want to learn, no matter how you learn it, is going to make you more successful. And given that the essence of life, yes, the essence of life is change, the human who is willing and able to learn how to change, how to roll with the punches is going to win. But, interestingly, depending on your favorite field to live, you either can or you can't change. Learning is another word for change. What you have been considering learning and knowledge isn't knowledge. The only learning, the only knowledge that is useful is knowledge that contains and mostly is the knowledge of doing. The how, the what, the when doing. Know is knowing about. It still leaves you, at best, in the I know what the heck just happened, but now what? Position. Powerless. And whether you know what to do just can't do it, won't do it, are afraid to do it, you didn't learn and you didn't learn. You are left with a lot of shoulds. And no good life. Like me with the darn raccoons. I know I should call the landlord. I know I should call animal control. But I don't do it. Not doing is as good as not knowing. While the raccoon mother did something I never expected her to do, spent the past 2 days expanding the tunnel in the wall that her four babies are now far from each other, so if the animal control people come, they will have to destroy the whole outside wall to get to them all. And me? I am powerless. I know it's Mother's Day today, and this is not to disrespect mothers. This is to, as a child of any gender, not have devouring your mother as your whole world. Powerlessness is the kind of knowledge that is not action buys you. I know what I should have done. Now I am dead, I am homeless, I am screwed. Back to the fields where life plays out. Although I teach in the father-child field, where I disseminate what needs to be learned to live the good life, health, wealth, love and fulfillment. Where you are supposed to be the learner. Soaking it up, and taking it into action. Although I teach in father-child, it seems that I still spend too much time in fields where I have no power. So what is the field where the raccoon mother thumbed her nose at me? I bet you can't figure it out. The field playmate sibling is the playground of the bullies. Trump lives there. A bully 24/7. And it's not pretty. There is some cohesion in that field when two bullies combine forces to bully a third person or a whole nation. Temporary. Once it's done, they are at each other's throats. All energy in that field goes to opposition, fighting, and there is no we there. In the slogans, yes. In reality, no. But what about the admirer-admired field? Is there a we there? Does either the admired or the admirer include the other in a we? And of course not. And then it should not surprise you that there is no we in the mother-child field either. And even if the mother's intention is to protect their investment in perpetuating their genes, there is no we. I am the mother and you are the child is the status quo, no empowerment, no we. When, occasionally, rarely, a mother takes on being a father-mother in role, like in the case of my millionaire club owner friend, where the mother said you can do it. Instead of trying to keep him safe. Miracles happen. As I said, rarely. The only field where we is possible is the field of partnership. Where it is the foundation of the field. I don't live in that field. I spend time there, but it always takes conscious effort. Inclusion isn't innate to life. Life seems to be a struggle for dominance, for the winning of the I. Yet, about 10% of my waking time I manage to live there, think there, plan there, speak there. Yesterday, during day one or an online workshop I didn't manage to spend even a minute there. There were the 800 other course creators, the leader of the workshop, and then there was me. Was I in father-child field? 70% of the time yes. I learned a lot of things I have already put in practice. Where was I in the 30%? I was in belligerent child in the mother-child field. It was exhausting to be in belligerent child, painful. Whereas being a child learning in father-child was interesting, fun, engaging. I didn't feel I shouldn't be there. And today is the second day. And I am already tensing up with fear. Can I spend the whole time being the child and father-child? I can. Will I? Not likely, says the muscletist. The pull of mother-child, the field, is too strong at this time. And likely I will succumb to it. Mother-child is the field of not taking responsibility. For anything. Anytime. The effectiveness of any course depends on the recipient. In my case, this course, so far, the course has been 70% effective, because that is how much of the time I was a willing child. Willing to learn. Willing to do what I was asked to do. Resistance. Resisting anything, especially resisting to be taught, resisting to be told what to do is already visible at age 2. As a true empath, I feel it. I feel your resistance. I feel it by how the energy goes through and finds you there. Example, I had a talking partner for 14 years. He was my second talking partner. By the way, we talked for 90 minutes every Sunday morning. He was always a playmate sibling. And as long as I mirrored the field, meaning I was willing to talk in that same field, our conversations were pleasant, interesting, and not a butt-heading, no struggle. Then he retired and the pandemic came. He had time at his hand, and he took sides. He chose the Fox News type of stuff to believe. And that fundamental disagreement between us moved us into father-child. And into no ease, no grace. I didn't see that there is anything I can do or say that restores the field as it used to be. So it was time to say goodbye. In every interaction there is a need to establish the field of communication. If you want it the interaction to be successful. I'll write about ways to do that in an upcoming article. In the meantime you may want to look to see what is your favorite field. The field that you spend most of your time, the field that is responsible for the life you have. If you don't like the life you have, it has everything to do with the field. Learn to recognize the field. Learn to move to another field. And learn to enroll the other to be in the same field with you. The field that lends to you being powerful. Life will change effortlessly. Guaranteed. Will it be easy to learn it? No. I am still learning it, even though back in 2006 I spent a whole year attempting to learn it. I just didn't know why. I didn't see the importance, I was just doing my coursework. Reluctantly. So although I am a little bit ahead of you, I am learning it with you. That is why the field course is an experimental course. Co-creative. Your part in it is as important as my part. A course like this should cost $4,000. That is what I paid for mine. Back in 2006. It's ideally a year-long course. Because it needs immersion. Immersing yourself into the idea of fields. And its different flavors, different dynamics. My experimental course will cost a whole lot less. Even though it has all that personal attention. Thank God for healing. I have, so far, a steady income from that, so I don't have to rely on my courses to make a living. I don't have a schedule for the live sessions yet. And to make it more doable for most of you, you'll need to report to me only twice a week. On what you see. If you send me all your thoughts, then you'll need to consider what I am interested in, so a report is not longer than 2-3-4 sentences. You write more, and I'll complain. If you can't get the essence of the process, then maybe you are not smart enough to be in this course. Get your field so you can have a great life.